right now, though, it's time for another edition of Sports Lit 101 as Bruce talks to us about another new book, and Bruce, one you were pretty impressed with.
Yeah, this is called Greatness in the Shadows. It has a subtitle we'll get to in a minute. There's nobody more on the opposite political side of things than me and George F. Will, but he wrote a stirring story wonderfully told, and he knows his baseball. This is an amazing story because we all know about Jackie Robinson, the movie 42, Jackie Robinson Day, and no way would I ever undervalue or undermine what Branch Rickey and Jackie Robinson did in a pioneering way to integrate baseball. But 11 days after that, Larry Doby made his first appearance for the Cleveland Indians, and Larry Doby was statistically and in every way a better ball player than Jackie Robinson. And this chronicles the story of why Doby isn't remembered, why he had to be voted into the Hall of Fame in the old timers by the old timers committee when he deserved a lot of things he never got. And just because people in this day and age of metrics and statistics like to know things, in Jackie Robinson's rookie year, he had 12 home runs, 48 RBIs, hit .297, his OBS was .810, and he was Rookie of the Year. The following year, Larry Doby's full rookie season, he had 15 homers, three more, 66 RBIs, which is 18 more. He hit .301 and had an .873 on-base percentage and didn't even get a smell of the Rookie of the Year. Now, it goes on through their careers, and this isn't an attempt to just have Jackie Robinson versus Larry Doby, but at the time that Larry Doby played for the Indians, and Bill Veeck wanted to integrate baseball long before anybody else did, he tried to buy the Philadelphia Athletics, and when he let Kennesaw Mountain Landis know he was going to integrate them, the league bought the team before he could get it for less than he was willing to pay. So Veeck, like Branch Rickey, was very serious on moral grounds of wanting to integrate baseball. He also felt it was good for business because black people would then come to games that they had people to root for. But what happens with Doby is he plays for 12 years, 12 of the big years of his career. The Yankees win 10 of 12 American League pennants. The Indians win one in 48, and he helps lead them to the World Series. And they win another, and the White Sox win in 59. He was also on that team which I'd forgotten, with Aparicio and Nellie Fox and Sherm Lawler and all those guys. But he played center field when New York was the epicenter of the baseball world, and they only had Duke Snider, Mickey Mantle, and Willie Mays. And so for all of his career, he was sort of in their shadow in many ways. But also he played in the American League, which was a tremendous disadvantage for African-American players. As we know, the Yankees and Red Sox were the last two teams to integrate. The Red Sox, I think, even 4 years later than the Yankees. And Harry Frazee, way back when, had said no, and from then on through the Yawkeys. In fact, Tom Yawkey, when asked why he didn't have black ball players, said, "I have nothing against black people. I employ hundreds of them on my plantation in South Carolina." Casey Stengel was an inveterate racist, used the N-word to describe Elston Howard, and he said it was loving, called him his little eight ball. For some reason, the American League owners, and they were more often in northern cities, so right. It makes no sense, were, with the exception of Washington, of the Senators, were really, really resistant, and so many of them were outspoken racists, and they would say, well, if we have black players, black people come to the ballpark, white people will stay away. Cleveland Municipal Stadium had the largest ballpark in Major League Baseball at the time, and they were the first to integrate in the American League. They were first to have more than one black player when Monty Irvin joined Larry Doby, and they outdrew everybody. They drew 2.6 million people in the late 40s. Now, Cleveland was then the fifth largest city in the United States. It's now the 45th largest city in the United States, so a lot of things have happened. But also, Doby himself, he wasn't a crusader. He was a friend of Robinson's. He didn't get criticized by Robinson the way Willie Mays and some other players did. But he played for teams that always came in second. He was the second black person to play baseball. He played for the Indians, who came in second like five times out of 7 years to the Yankees. He was the second black manager because he briefly managed the Chicago White Sox. Frank Robinson having gotten a nod ahead of him, and Frank Robinson having said some very unkind things about Doby. But he was really a guy, who Veeck saw as the right kind of person for this job. He had thick skin. He was easygoing. he wasn't going to lie down in the face of things, but he wasn't going to cause trouble that didn't need to be caused. And Vec could trust him, and he could trust Vec. And Bill Vec very, 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 very deeply cared for Larry Doby and his family. It was not a come on. It wasn't a business thing. He really cared about him. He had to deal with Al Lopez, who traded him every time he could have a chance. The thing we need to remember about Vec is he wasn't a billionaire. He wasn't a rich guy. He didn't have the kind of McBranch. Ricky made money every time he made a trade. He got a percentage of what he saved. So he had loads of money. Doby didn't. Vec didn't. So he had to try and do it on a shoestring. He kept losing control of teams because he didn't have enough money. But he really, Bill Vec, Vec as in Wreck, is a biography that I skimmed. I never had a chance to completely read
it. That's a wonderful book.
Yeah, I really do want to read it. But I'll tell you, Larry Doby's numbers and Larry Doby's life is really, really an astonishing story. And
I had a chance to meet Larry Doby a number of years ago down at the Sportswriter and Sportscaster Awards. He was doing the induction speech for Jerry Eisenberg of the Newark Star-Ledger, being a Jersey guy.
Yeah, and he was very much a loyal Jersey guy. See, and Doby, unlike Doby and Robinson, had both grown up in integrated neighborhoods, and they had been on integrated sports teams their whole lives. Larry Doby, for 10 of the 13 seasons he played Major League Baseball, couldn't room with his team during spring training because in Arizona they had laws against it. So he's a remarkable human being. Was a remarkable human being. I mean, he's been dead for a number of years. But when you look at his numbers, he should have been in the Hall of Fame right out of
the gate. Absolutely. And a very gentle but a very proud man. And it was wonderful just to talk with him for a little bit with Jerry Eisenberg there telling stories. You can imagine what that was.
Oh, yeah, well, because we've had him on. We've had him on so many times. Eisenberg, he's great. Well, and you know what else I like about this book? Is that the author is a lawyer. And teaches law at the University of Pittsburgh, and he makes a lawyerly case for everything, that it was the shadow. It was really the shadow. He was always in somebody's shadow, Doby, that it wasn't always purposeful, but much of the time it was. Because the subtitle is Larry Doby and the Integration of the American League. But I'd really be interested to get Doug Branson, the author, on, because there are so many nuances to this story, which we couldn't cover if we had the whole 2 hours to do it. But it really is a terrific book.
And it's called, once again?
Greatness in the Shadows, Larry Doby and the Integration of the American League by Douglas M. Branson from Nebraska, University of Nebraska Press. And we just got From the Dugout to the Trenches.
Oh, great.
Also from Nebraska. So hopefully I'll have that ready for next week.
That sounds good. Bruce Pratt and Sports Lit 101 every Wednesday here on the program. And you can go to our website, Downtown with Rich Kimble, and click on the Sports Lit 101 tab and find all our recent Sports Lit 101 segments right there.